Well, it's like the computer, in a way, have a Apple Z command. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you do, you can always take it back.
Yeah.
Which is kind of relaxing in a way. You can dare think, you know, let me press that button.
Have, like, when I'm drawing, I have, like, when I make a mistake in drawing, I have, like, a fraction of a second, a moment of, like, undo. Oh, no, I can't. Yeah. You know,
but you can, because you need to chuck it and restart.
Yeah.
Unless you're airbrushing when it really hurts. But no, that's the nice thing about drawing, it's so fast. Actually, drawing is one of those activities I like because it's fast. You can just work. Amongst designers, you do a little thingy, little thumbnail, and I do this, it's an A4 page. Yeah. And it's just so fast, that way of drawing to each other.
Really but brilliant. Live is quite, I mean, then you can't take your words back, and I think that's quite nice.
You
can say whatever you want.
I prefer live, because you really have to, I have to watch my swear words, which I tend to use liberally. This not being my first language, neither yours. And I know I use them more liberally than I would in my own language. Yeah. I wouldn't swear in German. But
that's also like an American thing, I suppose. Like, the word fucking is used like a lot everywhere. So,
well, in English, it's not even an expletive anymore. What is it? Just a.
It's an action.
It's a little honor. Well, apart from that.
An adjective.
Now that you remind me.
Exactly.
An adjective. No, but it's almost like a sort of a fill word that, as you know, in English, I mean, it's... you put it into any compound noun. You know, we have those long German words, and in English we would always, speak a fucking man. You put it in wherever you can, every other syllable is...
The rhythm is, pretty good.
Especially in certain parts of London, it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, mate.
Oh, I fucking me, mate. Don't you fucking fuck with me, mate. Or I fucking fuck with you, mate. That sort of stuff, it's... My son's a real cockney. It's really embarrassing.
He lives on the East End.
Well, no? Islington, Dalston border. So it's N1, but it's almost E.
Okay.
And he's funny because he was born here. He's not a Londoner, but then he's just spent the last, 10 years there. And he's become such a fucking Londoner. when he speaks to other people, he can speak proper English. And his German is very proper. But when he talks with his mates, Jesus Christ, is he broad? So frightening for a parent to suddenly hear your son sort of, because my ex-wife, his mother's from the north. She's not a Londoner.
But the northern accents, those are quite. Does she have a northern accent or
not anymore? Well, she has slightly flat vowels now and again, but really only. She's been away for 40 years, but she certainly hasn't got a London accent. She's got one of those typical middle, Englishy accents. You know Joel, right? Of course.
Yeah, I met her at the
Speaker
Lewis
Woman.
The Speaker Woman.
She's the ex-wife. She's the English one. We started a phone shop together.
Okay.
Her indoors and me. Who has
finished? We're finished.
Yeah.